Hi guys, I'm here Saturday. I'm trying to don't eat any single of these cookies. I think this one, the red one, is the most amazing cookie in the plate.
Next week we'll have four red velvet for you.
Four red velvet, burgers, pizza,
yes.
Sushi,
donut,
tortilla,
yes. All of it.
Nice. Always like after the fight, we go to some easy place like McDonald's or Burger King because the fight over like too late.
Yes.
All the places are closed. You know, it's always...
Now you got your own personal chef, so...
Yeah! Alyssa!
Send the list.
We are right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the house of my manager, Jason House, enjoying the fights. I'm trying to stay focused in the fight. My mind is clear, my body's ready. I'm concentrated in Random Rival. Oof. Oh! 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 Damn!
Hey, this guy get his UFC contract?
Man,
he been eating the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, he signed his UFC contract with one hand signing and one hand feeding himself. Look at him. How much you weigh right now, bro?
From South
Man,
America, we like to eat.
You deserve that this weekend, this week. So yeah, I feel better. You know, I prefer to stay with my family, to be honest. Stay with my kids, with my wife, in my house. But I need to sacrifice those kind of moments to stay focused in the fight, win the fight, and then go back to my home with my family, and we can enjoy the holidays. So it's fine right now.
For your protection and for those around you, face coverings are mandatory in public spaces, including the airport. Please keep your mouth and nose covered.
88 arriving from Oakland is now available at
Primeira vez em Vegas. Cheguei no aeroporto já amando. Show de bola. Cheguei aqui para fazer a festa. Pode ter certeza que estou bem preparado e vocês vão ver. Novo Deus da Guerra, mais agressivo. Sou indomável dentro do octógono, cara. Então pode ter certeza, sou bem feroz e tô aqui pra pegar qualquer presa que esteja à minha frente. Bom, os fãs podem esperar que um grande nocaute. Eu tô aqui pra nocautear esse cara e defender o meu cinturão.
Let's go!
Let's go. I have here my pictures. Hawaii. It's Antonina here, Pavel. This one in Texas, it's a range, Maine, Caribbean cruise, and it was like the best. It's in Kyrgyzstan, and Antonina fighting. It was before her contender fight. She was like losing weight, good form, good shape. It's gonna be first time when two sisters fighting in the same card. We fought a lot in the same event, same competition in Muay Thai, but for the MMA, for UFC, it's gonna be very first time. Very excited for this one. I think I have to be ready for everything. It's my lifestyle. Be in shape, to compete, to be successful, like for example, martial arts, it's for me, it's my life. It's everything for me. I don't need to have some extra motivation because by itself, this is my motivation.
Are you gonna go poop? Come here, are you ready, puppies? All right, where's the door? Oh. Come on, let's go. Yeah, he's He's definitely my best friend. I've had him since he was 8 weeks old, and when I was like started fighting, like he pretty much became my sidekick, and I've been hanging out with him, just me and him. It's just been me and him for the last, man, 6 years, really. Oh my goodness. Fighting Caitlin Chikagan, she's a highly ranked opponent. You know, she is coming from a tough loss right now, so I honestly do believe she's just gonna come gunning, so it's not like, you know, she's just coming off the couch or anything. Obviously, she was super prepared for that fight, and sometimes it kind of sucks, you know, like, you know, just losing the fight like that. So I know she wanted to get back in there, so I'm expecting a really hard fight. She's a good boy. She's pretty well-rounded, but mostly she's better at striking, and so, you know, and obviously my best thing is grappling, so it's gonna be like kind of like a classic striker versus grappler kind of fight. He's trying to wrestle. I'm here in Vegas now, I fully moved here. I'm in the fight capital of the world. I'm just super stoked, I'm all in. Like, I'm excited for how the flyweight division is shaping up, and you know, I'm excited to be there at the top, to be fighting with some of the best in the world. So I'm pretty stoked to be fighting on the same card as Valentina, you know. I know eventually we're gonna make face-to-face for sure. Are you ready, Oso? Come on, let's go.
Man, I gotta tell you, Davidson right now is the best shape in his life. He trained 4 months for this fight. And he ready to knock out or submission. It's gonna be wonderful, man. We are very excited. It's gonna be war, you know. It's a MMA, it's a UFC. Anything can happen. But our confidence is enormous.
This is a fight week, this Monday, and training process was the same for me. It's kind of like the same routine, the same exercise, doing like each day, each single day, pushing yourself to the limit. Our coach, Pavel, he prepared us very good. Myself, my sister Antonina, all guys who was helping us to prepare for this fight. So we are ready. Last few days, the finish line.
We have basically just few trainings to keep the level of the trainings that we had. Basically like moving and sweating, weight cut a little bit. So just keep the energies that we gathered during training camp.
20 seconds rest.
Very excited, looking forward, and best of luck to us.
Actually, for this fight, Antonina and Valentina preparing long time. It's not 1 month, not 2 months. It's minimum 5-6 months exactly for this fight. They prepare and they are ready. Now they in good shape. They will do all the best to win this fight.
Training today, and I think in all the week it will be really easy training, you know, just to burn calories, keep flowing. I'm light with my weight, but I need to keep working, you know, because I'm bigger than other years, you know, and it's fine because I talk with my nutritionist, I talk with my strength and conditioning trainer, and they always say I look explosive, I look powerful with cardio, I look very fast. And it's amazing for me, you know? It's evolution in my body. It's amazing, you know? Represent Mexico for me is amazing because this sport is really, really new in Mexico, the mixed martial arts. Every single year, the mixed martial arts evolve in my country, in Tijuana, in Mexico City. But we need that, I don't know, like a Mexican hero, 100%. You know, for us in Mexico, it's harder to get some attention from huge industries, to get sponsors, or get, you know, just get support for some people. So I think Mexico needs some guy like Pantera Rodriguez, like Irene Aldana, like Alexa Grasso, Teco Quiñones, like me, the young athlete start in this sport, watch and say, hey, maybe I can make something in this sport like these guys.
He's ready to get a title after this win. He's ready to take Gerardo's heads off. Mexicans, woo!
I love watching it, but actually it's my first time in the UFC. But now, wow, I feel like a superstar right now. First time in the UFC embedded. It's nice. Feels amazing. Feels great.
Bora, campeão!
Hey, buddy. So explain to them they have to stay in the hotel tonight. Tomorrow morning we'll get the results of the tests. We usually get them about 9 or 10 o'clock, and then you'll come by to do your temperature check and we'll let you know. And then we'll give you credentials with a green one so you can go move about, okay?
But we can do the sauna tonight.
Yes, the sauna's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
From Irvine, California. That's where Timo Yama's at and based at, so that's my home as of now.
What up, Jim?
Hey, man. What's up, brother?
Chilling, how are you?
I'm good. I'm gonna just grab your ride away real quick.
Congratulations again, man. I was stoked.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I was getting ready to fight Brandon Moreno, but they bumped me up to the main event to fight for the titles. I think it was like 8 weeks into it, you know, I got the word that I'm fighting for the title. So it's amazing to get a full camp. I feel a lot leaner, a lot better. Recovery's on point.
I say, you look a little leaner than usual.
It feels amazing, you know, finally get a full camp and actually show everybody what I can do. This is always fun, you know, getting quarantined. I completely understand. I'd rather get paid and fight than not, you know. So I'm glad they're taking all the right measures and stuff.
Kaylin, you know, she's got a good ground game. She obviously trains with a really good team as well, but, you know, I just think I'm on a different level. Like, you know, it doesn't matter to me even if you are a good grappler. Even if she would have been, like, you know, a striker and she's just a grappler, I still think I would have out-grappled her. But I'm not taking it as an easy. I'm not going to go out there and, you know, I'm not going to give her an inch, you know, nothing. I'm not going to give her. You know, I understand how important it is for me to win this fight and to make a statement. So I really see myself just taking her down, imposing my will, and, you know, finding whatever position that I can get her to where I can, you know, subdue her, whether it's with strikes or submission. I just feel I'm going to be able to get it. I feel really good and I feel really sharp right now. And I think she's just going to do what she needs to do to win, but it's not going to work out for her.